In this episode, you're going to discover how to sell faster.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right. Last week, the Wirebuzz crew was up in the Pacific Northwest filming on location, and it's great to have the crew back in the office. Two new account managers started yesterday, and I'll tell you, I'm super excited to have them on the team. We're now going to be at full strength for the amount of work that's just flowing in. And life around me and around the office has been getting a little bit crazy, a little overwhelming at times. But that's what happens when your sphere of influence grows, right? We get into marketing because we want to make it busy for our clients. We want their phones to ring. We develop thought leadership for them, or we do it for ourselves because we want to be able to stand out from the noise, right? To be seen as the gurus. And before you know it, life gets a little bit crazy. And that's why we've got new people that are training so we can take on the more workload that's coming our way. All good things. Speaking of good things, it ain't nothing but a G thing. That's right. It's going down right now. A whole new G thing. You know, back in 2003, when I was leading digital marketing initiatives for seven of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows in Hollywood, I noticed that video was getting 10 times the results of any of the other types of content we were creating. And my sample size was ginormous because each show had 20 to 30 million people visiting the website each and every week. And my head was buried deep down inside of the analytics where all of the answers live. And I just knew that one day, when bandwidth became available, video was going to be a very powerful business tool. And now 15 years later, as the Business Insider reports, Verizon's 5G home internet service will be available in October in four cities. Houston, my hometown of Los Angeles, Indianapolis, and Sactown, 5G is much faster than 4G. Not just one number. I'll break it down for you in just a second. You see, 5G can be applied outside of mobile users. Wireless 5G can replace the typical wired home broadband internet service. To compare to the average home internet speeds in the U.S. right now, the average home internet speeds consist of 92 megabits per second, allowing you to download a 1 gigabyte file in 1 minute and 32 seconds. Now, you could really at this time handle any kind of streaming at home, right? Even 4K video streaming without any issues. But 5G customers should expect speeds three times faster than what you have at your home, around 300 megabits per second, which would really allow you to download a 1 gig file in 8 seconds. Boom. Your business takeaway is your next big opportunity lives beyond the current limitations, right? What opportunities become available once those opportunities get lifted? For example, what happens when bandwidth limitations get lifted? If you can picture that world in your industry, or if you can lift those limitations inside of an existing product or service, right? The world will be yours and you can claim massive territory. That's exactly what I did in 2003, when I recognized that video was the next big thing. All around the world, people are asking me, how do you sell products or services faster? Now, if you're trying to do this in the next 3 minutes, I'm going to break it down and you're going to discover my biggest tricks for closing more deals in less time, all right? So for the sake of discussion, let's say you're trying to sell a medical device. I've got a bunch of clients in the medical device space, in the medical field. So I know this tactic works perfectly. And candidly, if you're trying to sell anything, this is about 100% transferable to a different type of industry, a product, or a service. So if you truly want to sell faster, let's say a device, right? Your device information needs to be presented on a customer journey page that's designed for each of your target customer persona groups. And the anatomy of a perfect customer journey page starts at the top in awareness stage. That's the content at the top, right? What's going on in that persona's mind when they arrive on your page. Then the page transitions somewhere in the middle to consideration stage, where you expose the limitations of your competitor's solutions, followed by why your solution, of course, is the best, right? And then you start the decision stage, where you answer the cost, implementation, and the late stage hesitation questions. And that's the anatomy of the perfect page. But if you want to turbocharge your results and increase your ROI from that page, the trick is to add relevant videos, all right? So you may ask, why is that important? Because people are four times more likely to watch a business video than to read text. And after watching, people are 85% more likely to buy. Boom! So on the very top of your customer journey page in the awareness stage, I want you to add a medical device overview video. Below that, in the consideration stage, you need to add a testimonial story video. And because peer-to-peer influence is super powerful, and there's a powerful persuasive force coming from one of your peers that you know, like, and trust, your testimonial video needs to feature a raving customer that belongs to the same exact persona group as the audience that you've designed that page for. If your customer journey page is designed for breast surgeons, your testimonial video will be so much more effective if it features a well-known breast surgeon. Got it? And then in the decision stage, you should have a device tutorial video that answers all of the remaining unanswered questions. But wait, there's more. Your sales team needs to use each of these customer journey pages like Tom Brady, right? Switching between plays before a sales rep goes out to meet a new surgeon, right? They need to confirm that meeting via text or email and send them a link to a video about how that device improves patient outcomes. And because people are super lazy and you need to use that laziness to your advantage, reading feels like work. So that surgeon is going to watch that video and your sales rep is going to know because your IT team will have already connected your CRM and your video players to your email tool, and your new surgeon demonstrates the covert signals of a buyer by watching, like, let's say over 80% of that video. Your sales rep needs to get a real-time notification to their device that says that doc just watched over 80%, and that helps your rep not chase around cold leads. It helps them prioritize hot leads. And because you already know the surgeon isn't going to buy your device the first time they see your information, you need to do what online shopping sites are already doing to you. You have to stay in front of them by inexpensively retargeting that surgeon over, like, the next 500 days with new information. And like that testimonial video, get that in front of them. Feature the well-known peer raving about your medical device, how it improved their outcomes. You see how easy it is? The more relevant your page is, the more relevant that customer journey is, the higher likelihood your target customer is and their attention span will be. And the higher their interest, the higher their conversion rates will be. And my ROI generating playbook has all of the sales team plays for before and after one of your meetings and group events. If you would like to know more about how to sell a product or a service faster, I created a webinar where I break all of this down in greater detail, and you can get access to all of it at wirebuzz.com/broadcast. And when you're ready to align your entire teams, your sales, your marketing, your events, your corporate communications teams for faster ROI, well, I also created a one-day workshop where Marcus Krieg, the big nerd, and I roll in and teach these tactics to everybody on your team. And the best place to start is with my webinar. All you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/broadcast to get started. You know, when I was a kid, everything was broadcasting to the largest number of people possible. And there were only like 10 to 12 channels on our TV. And often I wouldn't know if my team had won a game until I read about it in the newspaper the next day. It's so freakish to live in this time, which the newspaper was also printing to the broadest number of people possible. And on TV, This Week in Baseball was baseball's only show for the entire week. And if I didn't watch This Week in Baseball live, it was gone forever, right? And then the universe opened up and God smiled on me and ESPN was launched and the door opened, ushering in narrowcasting. Success in the digital age is all about narrowcasting to niches because them riches are in the niches. My bitches, if you want to be successful online, if you want to grow an audience of raving followers, don't broadcast to the largest number of people possible. Be hyper-relevant. Identify a very specific niche audience. Advocate, defend, and advocate for them, and they will speak your name. MarketingLand is reporting the live stream broadcast icon will now appear on the top of Twitter's timeline, giving in-stream video ads more prominent placement on the app. So why did Twitter move the live stream icon above the timeline into the prime Twitter real estate, right up there at the top? Which, if you're looking at your phone, that's like beachfront property. It's right up there at the top. Now, Twitter did that because they're trying to get you to prioritize live video on the platform, and it totally makes sense. So here's your business takeaway. Do you remember I told you about newsjacking in episode 167 and episode 124? Whenever there's a breaking or developing news story, Twitter's really the best location, right? The best social network for jacking the story, and the best way to do it is to live stream. Now, your phone, the Twitter app, and the trending hashtag is an entire broadcast studio in the palm of your hand. And your niche advertising is going to be a really brilliant play for your business because that niche audience will already be craving information on your developing story. All right, let me put this into perspective for you. During the 2000 presidential Bush v. Gore recount in Tallahassee, Florida, I was a Clear Channel reporter on location, and I traveled across the country with this broadcast box. It was like a big, heavy, metallic briefcase. And once I got there on location, I plugged it directly into a telephone line, and it housed two studio mics like this, headsets, and we could broadcast right out of it, but it was just audio. Today, 18 years later, inside of your little phone, you have a live studio with video and a sat truck all bundled in together. Now, how cool is that, right? We didn't have it as reporters on the scene of the recount. If we needed Wi-Fi, internet access was hard to get. Sure, I could head back to my hotel, but I'd have to plug into the wall. This is 2000. But my La Quinta was on the other side of Tallahassee. And if I needed to do research on the scene, I went three blocks down the street from the Florida Supreme Court building where they were about to rule on who the next president was. And I paid the dude at Radio Shack, just handed him some cash. And I cranked out research on their Tandy computers, printed it out right there, right? Way back in my life's timeline, that's how it was done, long before Twitter put live stream above our timelines. You know what's gonna happen really soon? Let me just break this to you right now. You're gonna be watching the end of a live sporting event, and the player who just scored the winning touchdown or the walk-off home run in their post-game interview on the field, they're gonna walk up to somebody who's going to do a video to their phone before Michelle Tafoya or the live TV interview crew is going to do it. It is going to happen. You know it'll happen. And just brace yourself because when an influencer gets that interview before network television because their audience is larger, that will be a watershed moment. It should happen any day now. You just wait for it. Speaking of rumors, can we talk about Facebook for a moment? As if fact-checking users' posts wasn't harmful enough to their brand, the authoritarians at Facebook, the Zuckbergians, announced that they're going to start fact-checking images and videos. The company's expanding its review and its efforts to posts that are traditionally, how would you say it, harder to monitor, right? Well, CNBC is reporting, quote, people share millions of photos and videos on Facebook every day, and we know this kind of sharing is particularly compelling because it's visual. That said, it also creates an easy opportunity for manipulation and bad actors. Oh no, right? You're seeing this everywhere. So what's next? Fact-checking comedy? Right. It sounds ridiculous because it is. If you're fact-checking images, a lot of these images, I know because I get comedy, are satirical, right? So why would you fact-check that? And how do you fact-check anything in particular? As a former investigative reporter, I will tell you that the way you look at facts and the way that I see facts are different. And I know there are a lot of people listening right now that are saying, yeah, Todd, but things are black and white when it comes to facts. The reality is when you're dealing with them every day, it's actually muddled gray. All that information out there can't possibly be policed properly. There's no scalable way to determine if an image or a video is factual or not. Even if I assembled the team of fact checkers across the board, Republicans, Democrats, libertarians, atheists, religious people, our human instincts would get in the way. Do we really need a nanny fact checking team at Facebook that's going to tell us what is thumbs up and what is thumbs down? At the very onset, I could tell you that is a big fail. You know, selling faster changes the dynamics of your entire business. Your staff, your colleagues, your boss, they all look at you differently when you start helping them sell faster. And before you know it, you become indispensable because you understand how to pump up the jam when it comes to revenue. And I will tell you right now, revenue turbocharge starts with video. And you should always be thinking about how do you create those customer journey pages? How do you use video in very persuasive ways so people get all the knowledge they need transferred from your team into their brain so the next primal instinct they have is to reach for their wallet and make a purchase? It is so much fun to do, and I will continue to do my job right here at Video Marketing Mastery. If this podcast episode was valuable to you, iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is the place to go. Hit the subscribe button. While you're there, give me a solid. Leave an honest rating and review. It helps me learn. I like to polish and perfect. So when you leave advice, I read it, I learn it, I become a better marketer, podcaster, broadcaster, all of those things. Oh, did I catch myself saying broadcaster in an episode where I talk about narrow casting? Lord, help me now, right? Listen, the whole goal is to be a better marketer that knows how to generate revenue and faster rates. And I laid it on the table in this episode. If you want to get the big video, 40 minutes of me breaking it all down, wirebuzz.com/broadcast is where you want to go. And I will walk you through my 40-minute presentation. It'll be free to listeners of this podcast. And I will continue to bring up the latest information in digital marketing, how you can use it. So when you're in meetings with your team, you can continue to be a video marketing master. Peace.